Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I wish you guys, well, I guess you can see Rob. Rob is fully decked out today. Rob has a brand new KU hat I've never seen before. Rob's got a brand new, you can tell he got this stuff for Christmas. You can tell. Now, Rob is a season ticket holder, and this is important to note with why we have Matt Tate on the show. He has never seen Darren Peterson play inside Allen Fieldhouse. Not once. He is excited because he thinks today is the day. We are going to find out from Matt Tate if today is the day or not. Matt, we appreciate you coming on the show today. I guess the question everybody wants to know, is Rob going to watch Darren Peterson later tonight?
I think Rob's going to watch him. I think Rob should stay in his seat and make sure he doesn't spend too much time at the concession stand or the bathroom so he doesn't miss him, because you never know. That's where we're at, man. I mean, everything that Bill Self said yesterday is, you know, look, he's probable. We're expecting him to play. We don't know how many minutes he's going to play because we don't know how he's going to feel. They do now. The Big 12 makes football and basketball put out that injury report. There was nothing on it. Not a single player, not a questionable, not a doubtful, not a maybe, not a nothing. So that's a good sign that Rob's going to be in good shape tonight. But this whole thing has been so squirrely, you know, and whether you think squirrely means conspiracy stuff or you just think it's unfortunate or you land somewhere in the middle, you're right. It's been a mess. And so the fact of the matter is, until he sees him on the floor actually playing, there are no guarantees. I expect it. I would love to see it for the sake of calming everybody down and for the sake of the fact that Darren Peterson's a hell of a talent and we all should want to see it, whether you like KU or not. He's that good at basketball that you should enjoy watching this guy play, but he's got to be out there for you to enjoy it. And so far that's been really, really tough.
It's crazy because, and Rob and I were talking about this yesterday, I feel like KU is stuck in a lot of ways. For all of the things that KU measures its greatness by, they cannot do that without Darren Peterson. This team cannot win the Big 12 without him. They can't win the national championship. They can't go to the Final Four. Like, they might have the best player in college basketball on their team, so obviously they need him on the floor. But also how it's working. They can't do this either. You don't know if he's available for the second half. He might can play some of the second half, but you don't know when that ends. You don't know how many minutes he can play. You don't know how his body's going to react. You don't know if he's there from one game or the other. Like, it is just so much is in question right now that it feels like it's hard to kind of build that continuity as you were heading into conference play with so much uncertainty around your best player.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, it's made this season feel like five seasons already, right? And we're sitting here on January 6th talking about that. We're not even into the meat of this thing yet, but it has felt really long. I can only imagine how it's felt for Coach Self. I can only imagine how it's felt for Darren. What I can say about that, though, is you have to give his teammates a hell of a lot of credit. I really have been impressed by them. I mean, these guys, they show up and they're like, if we have him, we have him. If we don't, we don't. But we're going to play. And the rest of that group, you're dead right that they don't have enough to win a national championship or the Big 12 or whatever. But they're competitive dudes and they play hard. And as you've seen, as everybody who's watched has seen, sometimes this team has looked a lot better without Darren. And that's another place, I think, where you talked about them being stuck. I think that's a tough spot to be in because you can't sit him. There's no way you can sit him if he's healthy and ready to go. But right now, it doesn't look the same with him out there as far as what those other guys can do or are able to do or feel like doing and all of that. So it is. It's a really sticky situation. It's really tough for everybody that's a part of it. Again, I think the guys deserve a lot of credit for just playing. And, you know, it would be really easy for Melvin Council and Trey White and Flory Badunga to just sit there and feel sorry for themselves. Well, gosh, we don't have Darren. You know, you should feel for me. We're missing our guy. But they don't do that. And I do give them a lot of credit for that because you don't get, you know, 20 years to play college basketball. You know, it's especially at a place like Kansas, you that's a very limited window. And for all these guys, really, I mean, this is Flory's second year doing it. This is Melvin Council's first year doing it. This is Trey White's first year doing it. And, you know, rather than sitting there feeling sorry for themselves because, you know, the potential number one pick in the draft who is on their team isn't able to play with them, they're like, screw it, let's just go ball. And, you know, you got to give them credit for that. It doesn't mean they're, you know, a top two team in the country or in the Big 12 or any of that, but it does mean that in a lot of ways they fit what Bill Self's looking for. You just would like to see what it looks like if they could fit Darren into the rest of that. Because if they can, if he's able to get back, even if it's not until February 1st or whatever, that they have enough time then to put the pieces together and get everything clicking and be a team that could be a really tough out. But until we see just not only a couple of weeks in a row, but at least a couple of games in a row where he doesn't have any issue, until we see that, it's hard to expect that it's coming.
That's why Matt, Rob, and I were joking. You know, tonight they play TCU and the tickets are kind of affordable. And I'm kind of like waiting to hold out to go to the game next week against Iowa State. And then Rob is like, hold on, wait, you think he's going to play in three consecutive games? You got to play this game. You got to play Saturday. Then you got to turn around on Tuesday. And I'm like, man, you're right. Maybe I got to go tonight to watch this because who knows the next chance I'll get to see Darren Peterson at Allen Fieldhouse.
It's incredible. It is. And it's funny, I was at the gym this morning and there was a guy from Nebraska in there and he overheard me. Somebody was asking me this, some of these same questions. You know, they like to find out what I know and all of that. And admittedly, it's not always a whole lot, but I'm happy to talk about it. And so, you know, this guy overheard me talking about it. And he said he's from Nebraska and he's got a whole bunch of people coming from Lincoln, his family. And you know, they were coming down to see Darren play. And same thing. He's in the same exact boat. He's like, I don't even know if I can promise them that they're going to. And meanwhile, while that family's coming down from Lincoln to watch Darren Peterson play in Allen Fieldhouse, first chance they get to come see that, Fred Hoiberg's got the Huskers 14-0 and looking like one of the better teams in the country. So it was kind of a funny moment laughing with the guy about who would have thought that one day Nebraska basketball might be a more safer, comfortable draw than Kansas is right now. But, you know, that's getting ahead of it a little bit. I mean, this team still has talent and they do look good at times. They just, they're not whole yet. They don't know what they are yet. And until the Darren question's answered, I don't know that they're going to.
You said something really interesting, Matt, earlier, and I've picked this up from watching KU throughout the course of the season. I think you and I would agree with this. I'm not really sure how talented this KU team is, and they're not as talented as some of the KU teams that I've seen, even in recent memory. But man, this team plays hard and they play together. And I don't think that was the case last year. And as long as that's your floor and that's your foundation, guys that play hard, guys that play together, guys that seem to care, you can do some pretty decent things with that foundation. And when you got one of the best coaches in college basketball history.
For sure. I agree with you completely. I do think even without Darren, they can be a Sweet 16 team. And you've watched enough college ball to know that if you're a Sweet 16 team, you're 40 minutes away from being an Elite Eight team. And if you get to the Elite Eight, anything can happen, especially if the bracket opens up in your favor or whatever, right? So it's not impossible. It's not like there's some rule written that says they can't do it. I do think they can be a second weekend team because of all those things you just said. I mean, the coolest thing about this team, and I've covered 100 of these teams, right? The coolest thing about this team is those guys that I just mentioned who are doing this for the first time, or even a guy like Flory, who's still only been here his second year. This is really the first time he's been in a featured role, obviously, you know, that kind of thing. They don't take it for granted. Melvin Council puts on a Kansas uniform and he's like, hell yes, look at this. I don't think he says it, but I think he feels it. I think this is a dude who was at St. Bonaventure, right? And he's now playing at Kansas in one of the best college arenas, sports arenas in the world, right? I mean, I don't think that this guy ever takes that for granted. Trey White, same thing. So, you know, you see that in the way they play. And to be honest, man, that might be the damn shame of it all, because after a couple of seasons of really struggling to build and put a roster together that worked, it looks like if Darren Peterson were just fine and happy and healthy and just the dude that everybody expected him to be, the rest of these guys would fit around him so perfectly, and they would be the types of players that Bill Self likes to coach, gets the most out of, and could be in a great supporting role for, you know, maybe one of the best players in school history. So it is a shame that it hasn't all come together yet, and it's an even bigger shame that it might not come together. But I do think that, you know, it's still a little early to say, you know, to give up hope. I think you've got another month or so before you have to start going, man, this is going to be how it goes. I think a lot of people feel that way right now, and I understand that. But I do think that there's still a few weeks in there where you can sit back and just say, okay, let's see what happens. Maybe it'll happen. Maybe this is the time he'll play three games in a row. And once he does that, gosh, you know what? Maybe he'll stop coming out of games. Maybe his head will be right. Maybe he'll be happy. Maybe he'll be healthy. Maybe everything will just roll from there. And then you got 6 weeks to put it together before the tournament. And that is enough time, but it's gotta start happening sooner than later. And, you know, and even if he's just good and gets right and is back, it still isn't a guarantee that it'll happen, but he's so talented, man. I mean, he fits any style. He fits any four on the court with them. He can make others better. He can. There's just so many things that are so easy and so natural for him that if they're able to get the other things, the roadblocks out of the way, there's no doubt in my mind that he could elevate this team and they could be fun down the stretch.
That is Matt Tate joining us on the show. He covers KU with R1S1Sports.com. Matt, you know I'm a big fan, man. I appreciate you. Thanks a lot for popping on today.
My pleasure, man. I hope you make it over. And Rob, I hope you get to see him tonight. I feel bad if I let you down. Sorry.
Oh, you know what, Matt? I actually have to ask you this. I'm sorry. I got to ask you this last question. So a lot of people are mad at me for this. So for Rob, every year I try to get Rob a Christmas gift. This year, Rob told me that he wanted to go to 1587. So I hooked it up. I got him a reservation. I told Rob that I would give him $200 towards his bill, but all he had to do was play the Mizzou fight song and say M-I-Z. He would not say M-I-Z. I think Rob is wrong here, but a lot of people said I was in the wrong because I put conditions to Rob's gift. All I wanted was a gift back. What side are you on with this? Who do you think was right? Who do you think was wrong?
Man, is it possible you're both right? Like, I like that. I do. I like Rob holding his ground. I really do. And I think it's fair. Like, what have you got him in the past? I mean, you know,
well,
anything cool?
Yeah,
anything worth
like
that kind of
every
money?
Year, yeah. One year I got he and his wife tickets to see Mariah Carey. Whenever Rob got engaged, I got him an authentic Rafe LaFrance throwback jersey. I try to get him a very thoughtful gift.
So, yeah. So that's not like you didn't go out of your comfort zone for you know, putting a couple hundred bucks on it. I like it, man. If I had to pick a side, because I do think you're both right, but if I had to pick a side, I'm sorry, Rob, but I think I would go with CETA on this one just because, man, that's a cool place to go. That's a nice gesture. You get a free meal and it's easy, and you know, you can go wash your hands and wash your mouth when you're done. It's not that hard, right?
That's right. That's our guy, Matt Tate from R1S1. Matt, we would be happy to keep talking to you. We actually got breaking news in the National Football League. Matt, good luck tonight to KU, man. We appreciate you.
Thanks, fellas. We'll see you.
Absolutely. That is Matt Tate joining us on the show. I can keep talking to Matt for hours. We got breaking news.
The Drive. First to breaking news in Kansas City.
The Baltimore Ravens and longtime decorated head coach John Harbaugh are parting ways after days of discussion. A major decision in Baltimore. This is from Ian Rappaport of NFL Network. The Baltimore Ravens are looking for a new head coach. John Harbaugh out after the Ravens missed the playoffs on Sunday Night Football. A couple of really key questions. If the kicker had made the kick, would John Harbaugh had still been the head coach, or are they just firing him at the end of the season anyway? Their kicker missed an extra point. Their kicker then turned around and then missed a 44-yard field goal. If the Ravens are in the playoffs, are they making a change at head coach? A lot to discuss when it comes to this. I mean, this is by far and away the best job that is open. The Ravens are looking for a new head coach. They are parting ways with John Harbaugh. We'll react on the other side. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for K-State Athletics. 96.5, The Fan.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The Drive. First to breaking news in Kansas City.
The Baltimore Ravens are looking for a new head coach. John Harbaugh is out as the Baltimore Ravens head coach. A couple of things, because this is just coming down. So these are just, I've had 3 minutes to think about this. I guess the first part of this, I know that it is cool to kind of poke at the media and say that media people do things for clickbait, and I get all of those things. The Baltimore Sun told us this was happening and foreshadowed this 2 weeks ago. They told us this. A lot of people pushed back on the story, but there was a story 2 weeks ago that let us know, hey, there's problems in Baltimore, and put this on the radar. I'm sorry, you just don't get to these jobs and you don't get to this level by just making things up. This isn't The Wire season 5. So we found out there was smoke a couple of weeks ago. There was a disconnect between John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson. And if you were the Baltimore Ravens, it felt like you had to choose between the two. You had to choose. And you made your choice. You picked the quarterback over the head coach. That is a decision that you made. I don't necessarily think that the Ravens even think that you were getting a better head coach than John Harbaugh. He's one of the 10 best coaches in the league. Got all the respect in the world for Harbaugh. Who doesn't have all the respect for him? It is very obvious that something behind the scenes, there was a relationship that was frayed between the coach and the quarterback. And in that situation, somebody got to go. And you know who had to go. It was John Harbaugh in this situation. A lot of people are saying, do you think he's going to the Raiders? I obviously can't speak for the personal relationship between John and Jim, just what we see and all of those kind of things. I would be very, very surprised if John joined the same conference as his brother to go up against him twice a year. They seem very, very close with one another. It's one thing to both have the same job. It's another thing to be in the same division and you're really trying to go at and compete with that guy. I'd be really, really surprised if he took the Las Vegas job because of that reason. Now, I understand why Vegas would want to call Harbaugh, and Harbaugh should move to the number one on everybody's list. Harbaugh's still got a lot of time left. He's 63 years old. I mean, Andy's 68. So if you're going to hire Harbaugh, and even if you get the next 5-6 years of John Harbaugh, I will take that as a team. If I am the New York Giants, I'm looking at him like he is our Andy Reid. That's how I'm looking at him. Now, he might not get the Patrick Mahomes character, but you guys remember where the Chiefs were as an organization, and you remember Clark's pursuit of Andy Reid. He didn't let Andy go anywhere. If you remember the story correctly, Andy had a interview scheduled with Arizona, and Clark basically told him, no, you're not going to Arizona. You're coming to work for us. If you are the New York Giants and you get a chance to get in front of John Harbaugh and pitch him, you cannot let him leave. Give him what he needs. If he needs courtside seats to the Knicks game, you got it. If you want to go see Hamilton and meet the cast, hell, if you want to be in Hamilton, we'll make that happen for you. But the New York, this is a layup for the New York Giants. You have to go get John Harbaugh to be your head coach. If you go get John Harbaugh, the Giants can make the playoffs next year. You got the quarterback to do it. You got enough talent to do it. The division is always quirky. The Giants could be in the postseason next year if they go get John Harbaugh. He is such a no-brainer for them.
I agree. I think he's a no-brainer for everyone. I think John Harbaugh will get to pick his job, not vice versa. I think right now his agent is probably fielding calls from the Giants, from the Titans. I bet Tom Brady and co at the Raiders are calling him. I bet the Cardinal. There is not a job in the NFL that has not, at least they haven't done it yet, but is not going to reach out to John Harbaugh. He is going to be the most sought after commodity there is. And I think now, as we get into this, you know, message board, hot stove of coaching searches, he will have to be the first domino, because if you're the Giants, pick a team that needs a coach. You are waiting until you're told no on John Harbaugh before you go anywhere else. And if you're a team that's on the fringe about your coach, looking at you, Miami Dolphins, do you, without a GM, go, hold on, John Harbaugh is available. Let's fire Mike McDaniel, get a GM and John Harbaugh on here. I think this is a massive domino now when it comes to coaching search this year in the offseason.
Who do you think gets the Ravens job? Because the Ravens job is now the best job, and it's not close.
Correct. it's the best job currently. I think if the Steelers job opens, it's the tied for one.
I'd rather be the coach of the Ravens. They just got much more of a track record, at least over the last 15 years. Yeah. They have more of a track record. That's not fair. Historically, obviously.
That's a good question. You would want.
I don't even know who the favorite for the Ravens job would be.
You would want an offensive mind to pair with Lamar. Sure. So who's an offense? Who's the hot shot offensive name right now? Because last year I would have told you, no doubt, you go out, you do everything you can to get Ben Johnson. There's not a Ben Johnson on the market. Is there a college coach that?
I'm not putting a college coach with Lamar. Not when his prime is winding down.
I agree. That's what I'm like. But is there like a hot shot, play caller somewhere that I'm not thinking about? Because I don't think Clint Kubiak, who is that name right now, he's the OC of the Seahawks. I don't know that Kubiak and Lamar work great with that Shanahan style of offense. But you would have to think offensive mind. I don't even know where the Ravens look to go.
If I'm Kevin Stefanski, this is where I want to go.
Oh, well, yeah. If you're any coach available, I know, but that's I'm where
saying
you
is
want
to
go.
I'm saying is if I'm Kevin Stefanski and people have said I can get the most out of the quarterback position, the number one place I want to go is Baltimore. I already have the quarterback. I've got a strong organization and a strong foundation. We got a commitment to running the football. We got a good defense. If you're Kevin Stefanski, this is where you need to be angling. You need to be the one to sell to the Baltimore Ravens. I can get Lamar Jackson back on track from where he was this past season. We're going to have a healthier relationship than we had. And we can go from there. Like, if I'm Kevin Stefanski, this is the job that this is manna from heaven is what it is. It's manna from heaven is what I would call it. Somebody said they call Matt Nagy. I mean this for real. If the Baltimore Ravens hired Matt Nagy, if I'm Lamar Jackson, I would retire. I'd retire from the net. Tomorrow, I would go up there and I would announce my retirement. I would think that they hate me. That's what I would think. I would think that they hate me, that they don't want what's best for me in my career if that's what they decided to do, if they hired Matt Nagy to be my head coach. Can you imagine going from John Harbaugh to Matt Nagy? I would retire. I would quit. I've made enough money in my life. It's time for me to quit and start coaching high school football in Florida. That's what I would go do if I'm Lamar.
I mean, if they hire Matt Nagy, they deserve it.
Insane.
It's insane
if they would go hire Matt Nagy.
That would be one of the dumbest.
That'd be one of the worst. That'd be one of the worst things
really,
you could possibly
really
do.
Hire. I'm trying to even think. I'm racking my brain for who, the hot shot coordinator names. A lot more defensive hot shot names this go round. Maybe this is just me. Would you pair a defensive mind with Lamar, or do you go offense?
I think there might be a chance they promote Todd Monken, their offensive coordinator. I could see them doing that.
I think that would be a mistake.
I mean, I agree with you, but I could definitely see a scenario in which they would do that.
I don't disagree they could do that.
They did this a year too late.
100%.
Well, they couldn't have fired him after last year, but you know who you really like? You should have went to go get Ben Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
When it was... He was the obvious number one. Everybody wanted him.
Or even Kellen Moore. Kellen Moore would be a good fit with Lamar, he did with Jalen Hurts. You're not trading for him from the Saints. There were a couple offensive names last year that would have made sense. No, all the names this year, they're on the hot board. Vance Joseph, defense. Jeff Hafley, that's the defense coordinator of the Packers. Obviously defense. Who's the sexy offensive name that you would pair with Lamar Jackson? Unless you're going to just... go different. And if you promote Todd Monken, congrats, Todd Monken, you're 3 years away from being fired. I don't know.
For sure. I can't believe, maybe the text line's joking. Matt Nagy. If the Ravens hire Matt Nagy, then they should be forced to sell the team. Forced. The owner should have to sell the team. It'd be one of the worst hires in the last 10 years if that's what they decided to do. I'm not high on Matt Nagy heading into this offseason really at all. There's no part of me that is high on him and what he's done so far. Not even a little bit. If you guys missed it, the breaking news right now in the National Football League is that the Ravens are looking for a new head coach. They have decided to part ways with John Harbaugh. We were kind of going through some of the possible names and who could go here, who could go there. I think the most logical place for him to go is the New York Giants. It checks so many boxes to me if you are the New York Giants. There is not a bigger home run to me if you are the Giants. The Jets have a measure of dysfunction attached with them. That's not the way we really feel about the Giants. They already have a quarterback. They've got a young running back that you like in Cam Scadaboo. You can easily go pick up another. You have like a 1A, 1B situation. You've got one of the better young wide receivers in the league. You've got some pieces there on the line. There's a lot of things to like about that Giants job that if you got a coach with a track record of Harbaugh and you put him in that division with Philly and Dallas and Washington, It makes so much sense to me if you are the Giants to put in a phone call and go try to grab them. We were just talking about Matt Nagy. I want to play for you guys. Nate Taylor was on the midday show earlier today. Here he is talking about the offensive coordinator job in Kansas City.
Number one is you have to be the right companion for Andy. Andy's going to scheme guys open. That's just a fact, right? So as offensive coordinator, my belief is, how do we get these things to mirror? How do we get these things to match, to synchronize once again in the running game, in the specialty plays, in the red zone, short yardage? The creativity has been lacking, I think, especially in the red zone. And that was something that, if Chiefs fans remember, they were excellent in like that 2020, 2021, 2022 era of them just being excellent in the red zone. So Andy's always going to be pass first. We understand that. It's a passing league. He's got the best quarterback we've ever seen play the position. But you still have to have a number of diverse variety of ways to run the ball well, to have things, again, match up so that it's not as easy for the defense to decipher certain things in terms of not being as predictable. And so that's where you work with Andy in terms of the game plan on a week-to-week basis and obviously the scheme that you're developing from essentially – after the combine, all the way up until week one.
So you're saying job one is refine the scheme.
You just have to be the right partner, right?
I think the Chiefs' offensive coordinator situation is the top story right now. I know there's a lot of questions about what the Chiefs are going to happen and what's with Travis Kelce. I get all of that. Right now, they don't have an offensive coordinator. Matt Nagy's contract is up, and anything that you read would suggest that Matt Nagy either the Chiefs don't want Matt Nagy back, or they are spinning it like Nagy is going to leave because he wants more responsibility somewhere else, which I get it. If you're Matt Nagy, you probably need to go somewhere and be a associate head coach. Maybe you go to a situation where, throw this scenario out there, the Ravens maybe go defensive-minded head coach. You then bring in an offensive-minded head coach, and it's kind of understood that this is his side of the ball, that is your side of the ball, kind of like the power structure that we have right now in San Francisco, where you have Kyle Shanahan on the offensive side, you got Robert Saleh on the defensive side, and they just got two heavyweight coordinators on each side of the ball. Could that be part of the power structure? That's not really part of the power structure, I would say, in Kansas City. It is between the head coach and the defensive coordinator. That's not really how we see it when it comes to the offensive coordinator. Now, we were talking about this earlier, Rob. I think that Cliff Kingsbury just makes a lot of sense. We know his relationship with Patrick Mahomes. And if Patrick Mahomes comes to you and vouches for him, so to speak, I think you really got to listen if you're the Kansas City Chiefs. I think Cliff Kingsbury just, there is a measure of imagination that I think Andy could just use an infusion of. I don't care how good you've been. You got to experiment with some level of new. We've been eating at McDonald's for a long time. Man, they introduce new food items. You got to, if you're a musician, you got to experiment with new sounds and work with new people. You have to be in a position that you're constantly willing to change and evolve. And if you're Andy Reid, you have grown kind of stagnant and stale, and you've kind of stayed in this box a little bit. I really think the number one question with the Chiefs, and this will answer anything else, any permutation, how willing are the Chiefs to doing something new? Are the Chiefs basically going to, well, we have an offensive coordinator position. There's only two possible people that we think can fill this position, so that's the direction that we're going to go. Are we just going to keep looking for the same Jerick McKinnon type in our offense? Are we going to keep looking for the same style of receiver? Are the Chiefs willing to expand past what they've done for the last three, four seasons and try something new?
if the Chiefs are willing to try something new, then anything is on the table. If the Chiefs aren't willing to try something new, then I can tell you who their offensive coordinator is going to be. It's going to be Mike Kafka. Just, you know that. They know him. He's available. They've got an opening. They always go with what they know. They're just very safe. Are the Chiefs willing to continue to play it safe, or are they willing to take more of a dice roll and potentially live with some of the learning curves that go with trying something new to have potentially a greater reward on the back end?
Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
It's you and the text line. Because I want to know if your intrigue in Kliff is just the idea of being different, or if it's legitimately in Kliff. Because I understand what you're saying if you're trying to be different. If you're talking about new foods at McDonald's, if you're not trying to go down the Kafka-Peterson Bieniemy route, cool. I'm fine with new as a concept. There are new options other than Kliff Kingsbury. Because I would say Kliff Kingsbury's resume does not read of that of a can't-miss OC. Do you know that his time coaching in the NFL as OC with the Commanders and with head coach of the Cardinals with Jaden Daniels and Kyler Murray? Now, we can debate Kyler Murray's greatness, but he's a good football player. He's not Chris Oladokun. He's not the dregs of the league. He's totally middle of the pack.
He has a lot of talent that he has never fully put together. I agree.
And on top of that, yes, Jaden Daniels was great last year, but who was the quarterback where you were like, oh, he got better because he was with Kliff Kingsbury? And even in college, as the head coach at Texas Tech, he had Patrick Mahomes. They went 6-7. They had the greatest NFL quarterback, arguably of all time, at Texas Tech, a place I now know you can win at a high level. And he was sub-500 and missed a bowl game one of those years. Like, is the idea behind Kliff just, hey, we want new and different? And that's fine if that's your answer. But if your answer is no, I want Kliff for his offensive philosophies, he hasn't been an offensive dynamo in the league. And also, as someone who has preached at me for 17 weeks, run the football, run the football, gotta run the football, running the football is key. You're gonna hire air raid Kliff Kingsbury? So is it Kliff or is it different? What are you looking for in OC? Because I don't think Kliff fits.
I think you're making very, very fair points. I think Kliff's strongest suit would be this. I think that he could get the most out of Patrick Mahomes, which in return, I think getting the most out of Patrick Mahomes just gets the most out of your offense.
To be fair, sorry, I'm interrupting. No, hasn't every OC outside of Matt Nagy gotten the most out of Patrick Mahomes? He's a multiple-time MVP, threw 50 touchdowns one year. It wasn't like he's this untapped resource. We've seen it hit before.
You're right, but I would say right now we are not talking about ability anymore with Patrick Mahomes. We are talking about mechanics and the little things. We all think Patrick Mahomes is amazing. There is a glaring weakness that he has as a player. He has been really bad connecting in deep ball situations. He's one of the worst in the league at it. That is not an opinion anymore. That is a proven fact based on the numbers. Is there an offensive coordinator that you think could help get that aligned and get that back on track? I think that's also some of it with Patrick, with this team. I think Patrick feels very comfortable with him. So I would say, to answer your question, it is not new for Patrick, but it would be new in the Chiefs kind of going outside of their family and what they traditionally do and opening themselves up to somebody outside of the family. Like, Kliff Kingsbury is 46 years old. He just has a very different offensive philosophy than what Andy's going to have at 68 years old. So the kind of schemes, concepts, those things that he would call... That stuff matters to me. I'm not here to sell you that I think Kliff Kingsbury is some great offensive coordinator, but I think it would be ridiculous to think a guy who has been an offensive coordinator in the league, helped recruit Patrick Mahomes at Texas Tech, is now available at OC, and then not think that he is not a realistic possibility to be the OC in Kansas City. He is definitely in the conversation of people who, over the next couple of weeks, we will see a tweet from Adam Schefter or a tweet from Ian Rappaport that Kliff Kingsbury is sitting down with the Chiefs and interviewing for the offensive coordinator job. They owe it to themselves to sit down with Kliff Kingsbury.
I think they would do that. I just think, and I'm with you on new and different. I don't want Kafka. I don't want a retread. Who's the quarterback coach right now? Girardi. I don't want that. I don't know that Kliff Kingsbury is the right answer just because he's different. I think he has underachieved everywhere, and it's not because he's been asked to do more with less. He's been asked to do more with suitable resources and has often come up a little bit short. There are other names of guys I would hire as OC. The popular name on the text line, the former Rockers quarterback, Nathan Shielhouse. I would hire Nathan. He's with the Rams right now. I believe he's their quarterback coach. I would hire him right now. There are other people in that sphere I would hire.
I love Nathan Shieldhouse too, but I guess
he's a part of the Rams, which offense is clearly working.
But my worry for Nathan Shieldhouse is, do people like Nathan Shieldhouse because he went to Rockhurst? And if he went to a school in New Orleans, would people be like, oh, let's go get that guy? I feel like half of the Nathan Shieldhouses, we know him. Like, you saw Nathan Shieldhouse playing high school football here at Kansas City. One of the best high school players we've seen come out in the last handful of years or so. Like, is that why people want Nathan Shieldhouse? Because he is an offensive mind that has ties to Kansas City? I would say in that conversation, he is just a different version of Cliff Kingsbury. He has a tie to the area, and you want him. Just like Cliff has a tie to Patrick Mahomes. So they are very comparable candidates, I would say, at least in that regard. We can keep this conversation going. A lot of news right now coming down the National Football League. Cliff Kingsbury is now a free agent. The Chiefs have an opening at offensive coordinator. Are they going to come to agreement with the deal? And also the Ravens, they have made a decision at head coach. Their decision is not move forward with John Harbaugh. He has been let go as their head coach. He is the number one candidate that is available, and the Ravens have the number one job opening in the league. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on Kansas City's only FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, we got breaking news right now in the National Football League. John Harbaugh, he is unemployed right now. He used to be the head coach of the Ravens. He was the head coach of the Ravens for 18 years. And there ain't no love in this game. There really isn't. And they have let him go. Now, maybe you guys don't think that this is a fair comparison because their body types are drastically different. And I understand that. But Cam Newton's career, it was over at age 29.
Cam Newton is one of the best dual threat quarterbacks in the history of the league. He is. He's one of the best dual threat quarterbacks that we've seen. He was healthy. He was consistent from 2010 at Auburn all the way up until 2018 with the Carolina Panthers. Heading into 2019, when he turned 30 years old, Cam Newton got injured. He only played in two games that year, and that was the end for Cam Newton. Cam Newton, in his 30s, threw 12 touchdown passes and 16 interceptions in his 30s. He was done. I only bring that up with Lamar because, in my opinion, the clock is ticking with the Baltimore Ravens quarterback. Guess how old Lamar will be next season when the season gets going? He did 29 years old. He turns 29 years old tomorrow. Happy birthday to Lamar Jackson. He will be 29 years old. Now, I know this season he dealt with injuries, but Lamar Jackson threw 20 fewer touchdowns this season in four fewer games. Despite throwing 175 less passes, he threw more interceptions this season. He also was sacked more this year than he was last year, even though he played four fewer games this season than last year. Running the football, Lamar was not close to as effective as he was a couple of seasons ago. This was by far and away the worst year running the football for Lamar Jackson. He ran for 349 yards. Before this, his low was 695 yards. He ran for 550 fewer yards in 2025 than he did in 2024. So one of the Ravens' problems this season was you got your quarterback at 40% of the production that you had last season. I don't care how good the rest of your team is. If your quarterback is going to throw for 2,000 less yards, throw 20 less touchdowns, and run for 600 less yards, then you're not going to be a good football team like the Ravens weren't this season. So the Ravens have a coaching question right now that they need to answer for sure. They also got to answer a question of, hey, how much time do we realistically have with Lamar Jackson? Because the clock is ticking. The clock is ticking with Lamar Jackson.
Let me ask you this. And maybe this is an impossible question to answer, but do you think the Ravens are aware the clock is ticking? Because I would say their decision today to fire Harbaugh and keep going forward with Lamar Jackson is basically they had a decision between coach and quarterback. They chose to stick with the quarterback. If you think the clock is ticking, then you think the Ravens should have stuck with coach and found a way to get out from under the quarterback, because I don't think your analogy is wrong. Cam Newton, while a very different style of runner and a very different body type, was the last like pure run runner we saw in the NFL. Mike Vick was, but his career was weird because of the hiatus to go to jail, and then he became more of a pocket passer late in his career. If the clock is ticking, do you think the Ravens made the right call in siding with their quarterback over siding with their coach? Because that's the decision they had to make today.
I mean, I understand why they made the decision to go do it. I think if you're the Ravens, you have to be bluntly honest with yourself. You got two more chances, I think, realistically with Lamar. You got two chances realistically. We got to be honest. Lamar Jackson is not playing at this level until he's 33, 34 years old. You don't have that many more opportunities with him. He is a fine passer. He's not a great pocket passer. But what makes Lamar special is his explosiveness and the pressure that that puts on the rest of the defense. Lamar has taken a lot of hits over the course of the last couple of years. So to put this into perspective, in Cam Newton's 20s, he ran the ball 929 times. So far with Lamar Jackson, he has run the ball 1,081 times. And that's just running the football. We're not counting when you get hit as a sack. We're not counting when you throw a pass and you get hit anyway, and that just doesn't count for anything. It's just a hurry. It's just a pressure. We're not counting those hits. I mean, Lamar has been hit a bunch over the last couple of years, and we're not talking about the biggest guy either. I think the clock is ticking for Lamar a little bit faster than maybe Baltimore wants to realize. So maybe that's what this move is. Maybe this is them realizing it, understanding that you don't have a whole lot of chances left and a whole lot of time left. Let's be really reactive and let's see if we can win a Super Bowl in these next couple of years. But we spent a lot of time talking about Buffalo and how Buffalo was almost there and how they got to take advantage of this with no Patrick Mahomes. Man, it seems to me like the Ravens were holding themselves to that same exact standard.
The Ravens were holding themselves to a, we should have been a lot better than that this year. Everything was aligned for us to be this team. Last year's Ravens would be the favorite in the AFC. 2 years ago, Ravens would have been the favorite in the NFC and the favorite to go to the Super Bowl, period. They've been the best team in the league. Man, for you to take such a step back this year in a division that was right there for you to take. The Steelers are not good. The Bengals are not good. The Browns are, well, they're the Browns. There's no reason why Baltimore didn't win 11 or 12 games this year. We're not talking about them in the Super Bowl conversation. Some of it is Lamar and the health that he has, injuries with the rest of the team. So I understand why the Ravens felt the necessity to just go in there and switch things up and try something different for next year.
If that's the case, they need to find a coach who can unlock the second phase of Lamar's career.
I don't know if there is an entirely long second phase.
I don't know the second phase in their 10 years. I agree with you.
I think it's 18 months at the most.
But I think there are quarterbacks who were run first in the NFL who eventually got better at the pocket passing game and had a little bit of a second act. Because your Cam Newton analogy, Cam didn't have a second act. He had basically that moment. Remember in the, he was on the sideline in the Cardinals game and yelled, "I'm back." That was basically the only moment in part two of Cam's career. Mike Vick had a second act with Andy Reid in Philadelphia. Randall Cunningham was a running quarterback. He had a second act in Minnesota in the 90s with Dennis Green. Like, there are guys who were run first quarterbacks who found a second jolt of life in the NFL when they became better pocket passers. Is there a coach out there? And the answer is probably Kevin Stefanski, who can unlock that second phase and keep the Ravens relevant. Because if it is 18 months away, then I don't know why you're firing John Harbaugh if you're 18 months away from replacing your quarterback anyway.
I will say this. It is kind of interesting to see, I guess, a lot of the backlash that people have towards this. And I don't think it's like immense backlash by any means. I would say the Ravens did what fans say they want their organization to do. The Ravens are tired of feeling like we're close, but not close enough. Like we are good, but not good enough. I mean, we see that all the time when it comes to organizations or college programs. Hey, we're tired of this. The Ravens with Lamar Jackson have been good. They have very rarely been great, and they haven't maximized the opportunities when they've had the opportunity to be great. They've had a couple of teams in which you are thinking, hey, this is quite possibly the best team in the league. What was that, 2018, 2019? I'm trying to think of the year. The year the Ravens had the one seed, and that was basically the last time we saw Earl Thomas.
2019.
That was the last time we saw Earl Thomas. That was a year in which the Ravens should have won the Super Bowl. 2 years ago, when the Chiefs went there for the AFC Championship game, is another season in which the Ravens should have gone to the Super Bowl. That was not a great Kansas City team. They had that team at home in the AFC Championship game and got off to a good start. You got to figure out a way to cash those tokens. You got to. You have to figure it out. The Ravens didn't figure it out. And right now, the Ravens are doing what the Steelers should be doing. Hey, we appreciate everything that you have done, but it's time for us to move in a different direction. The one thing I want to know, and maybe we'll never get the answer, is what happens if they win the game? I want to know if they were firing John Harbaugh regardless of what was going to happen. Because we know a lot of times it's result. Oh, you can't fire a guy that took you to the playoffs. Yes, we can. And we just did. So I want to know from the Ravens, was his employment contingent on that kid making a 44-yard field goal? Because if that's the why, then you're basing it off emotion. You're not basing it off what you think is in the best interest of your organization. We can talk more about this coming up on the other side. We'll also talk a little bit about the news that the state of Kansas says that the star bond package deal has closed for the Royals. What does that mean? We'll talk about it next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.